In the name of Jesus, amen. There's a tough question that we have to answer today. Was Jesus' bloody death on his cross a good thing or a bad thing? You might want to instinctively say that Jesus' cross was a bad thing, terrible, horrific. Get over how you feel, though. Give up your regret over the fact that Jesus' death is necessary because of your sin. Ignore whatever Peter-like sense of justice you might feel, which might make you want to protect Jesus or protest that he shouldn't spill his blood for people like you and me. Or even worse, he shouldn't spill his blood for those terrible sinners who are even worse than you. Listen only to God's word and then answer the question. Was Jesus' cross a good thing or a bad thing? If the only words of Holy Scripture that you ever heard in all of your life was today's gospel lesson, then God's word answers that question, yes. Jesus' death is a very good thing. Almighty God himself, in the person of Jesus, said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things." Almighty God himself, in the person of Jesus, rebukes those who would stand between him and his cross. "Get behind me, Satan." God our Father insists that his word and his actions and his plans are always good. It's not good when someone dares to stand in the way of God himself and what he will do. You are not setting your mind on the things of God, Peter, but on the things of man. There really is no choice, is there? There is only one answer, because your Lord and God will accept no other. It's a wondrously and mysteriously good thing that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. The problem with today's gospel text, though, is that it isn't just as simple as Jesus' cross. Because our Lord Christ turns up the heat on you. Jesus won't leave the question focused on his cross only, but he points to your closest loved ones as they prepare to take up their crosses too. "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Now set aside for a minute the cross that you bear, the one that was given to you in your baptism. Because there's a pretty good chance that you spend plenty of time thinking about your own cross. Instead, think about the cross that you must watch your parents or your siblings or your children or grandchildren carry, or the person that you love the most in this world. Think of that person's harshest and heaviest cross, and then ask the same question: is your loved one's cross a good thing or a bad thing? Listen only to what God says in his word and force yourself to answer based on that. "If anyone would come after me," Jesus says, "let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Part of you might want to instinctively say that your loved one's cross is a bad thing. How can a loving God do this? get over your feelings. Your feelings will fool you. Your feelings will make you think that your loved one should try to avoid or try to escape the cross that the Lord has given. Don't put yourself in St. Peter's shoes, where your loved one might be compelled to say to you, "Get behind me, Satan, for you're setting your mind not on the things of God, but on the things of man." So if Jesus' cross is truly a good thing, as we believe and teach and confess that it is, then we must believe that the crosses borne by Jesus' followers are good things too. "If anyone would come after me," the Lord says, "let him take up his cross and follow me." How will your mother ever learn to trust in Christ and Christ alone unless she first learns she can't trust herself? Your mother needs her cross. How can the good and gracious will of God be done in your daughter's life unless God first shatters her obstinate will? Your daughter needs her cross. How can your brother trust Jesus for daily strength and forgiveness when he still feels strong all by himself? Your brother needs his cross. How can your husband be resurrected to eternal life without first dying? Your husband needs his cross. And in what this world sees as a cruel twist, you must watch. Love requires it. In today's gospel, love required Peter to get out of the way. "The Son of Man must suffer many things," Jesus said, "and be rejected and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." So with the cross of Jesus Christ, that rugged beam on Golgotha, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life are at stake for you and for all people. And in the same way, love will require you to step out of the way and allow your loved one to carry their own crosses, just as they must step out of the way and allow you to carry yours. But love does not require you to ignore each other's crosses. Just like all of Jerusalem came out and watched and wept as Jesus carried his cross, your loved ones need you to watch and to weep as they carry theirs. Love also doesn't require you to refuse them help. Just as Simon of Cyrene grunted under the weight of Jesus' cross, your loved ones need you to lend strength to their load as you're able. St. Paul reminds the Galatians to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So love requires that you not get in the way of each other's crosses. Jesus says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." And so Jesus is speaking about a really good thing when he taught them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected and be killed and be raised again. Our Lord Jesus' cross is good because his cross assures you and your loved ones of the forgiveness of all of your sins and the sins of all of the world, even sins as horrific as those of Nicholas Cruz, are forgiven in Jesus' cross. And you've heard it over and over again, John the Baptist's proclamation that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away to his cross the sins of the world. Jesus' cross is good because his cross promises faith and strength and perseverance and endurance to you and your loved ones, no matter what crosses might come in your lives. St. Paul even rejoiced with the Romans about his own crosses. We rejoice in our sufferings, he says, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Jesus' cross is good, because his cross guarantees that your loved one's crosses will not destroy them, no more than your crosses will destroy you. You are following Jesus when you carry your cross. Jesus' cross did not end in death, but in resurrection and life everlasting. So also your crosses, taken up in your baptismal waters, end, as we confess, in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Jesus promises you, as he promises your loved ones, do not fear. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Amen.